Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me as today's guest is Dr. Chad Wilson from EVIT.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Harrison, for allowing me to be here. Very much appreciate it.
Well, we're excited to have you here. I know there's a lot of things happening at East Valley Institute of Technology that some of our listeners probably don't know about. So let's get into that.
Yeah, so EVIT, East Valley Institute of Technology, is a local public high school system, and our belief is that we change lives by loving our students and serving our community. And so everything we do goes around that idea that all the decisions we make, all the programs we offer, and so we offer career and technical education programs for all of the East Valley school districts. We have two centralized campuses, two satellite campuses, and then we partner with all of our sending districts to help support the satellite programs at our local high schools.
So where are your campuses located?
So our two main campuses, one is off down Power Road. It's East Campus right next to ASU Polytech. Mm-hmm. The original campus is on Main Street in Dobson. Mm-hmm. And then our satellite campuses, we have one in Fountain Hills and mm-hmm. one in Apache Junction.
Okay. All right, and you have sending schools coming from?
Oh my gosh, from all of the East Valley school districts, from Cave Creek all the way to Apache Junction to mm-hmm. Mesa, Gilbert, Chandler, Scottsdale, all the East Valley school districts.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting.
It just continues to grow. So you mentioned the other day when I was talking to you about enrollment being up. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. I mean, I think one of the things that Career and Technical Education Opportunity offers students is really not only a path towards employment, mm-hmm. but also much more application hands-on based learning. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to see that learning is actually valued by students. And so we're up about 12% over last year's enrollment.
That's wonderful.
That 12% represents both high school and adult, because mm-hmm. we also offer adult education programs.
Okay.
And so we're about 12% up, largely on the high school side, but we did see an uptick in adult education as well.
So talk about the adult enrollment. I don't know a lot about that. Are all the classes open to the adults?
Yeah, very good. Great question. So the short answer to that is yes. The longer answer is that we have both blended and standalone adult programs. And so some of our adult learners are interested in taking courses that we don't necessarily have enough adult interest in to offer a standalone adult only course.
Mm-hmm.
So they're blended into our high school program. But in those programs that we have a large number of adults requesting, then we tend to try to make adult only programs. And so they're blended. So they're eligible to take any of our programs. Some are just as adult-only isolated programs, but mm-hmm. many are blended as well.
So is the adult program growing?
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. I mean, one of the things that we believe at EVIT is that, you know, like I said, we have the ability to change lives. And mm-hmm. every individual that comes on our campus, we work hard to do that. And what we know for some adults is that either they're underemployed or they're looking to re-employ. Mm-hmm. And so being able to come to our programs and become a certified nursing assistant, a welder, automotive, all of those different programs that we offer, give them the ability to not only grow professionally for themselves,
mm-hmm.
but what we also see is that the ability for them to have a higher wage has a positive impact on their home life.
Sure.
And so, you know, the adage that the rising tide floats all boats, the belief is that if we can help adults get a better job mm-hmm. through their training at EVIT, that we're also helping all of those individuals in the household, spouse and children.
Sure.
And ultimately, as an educator, we know that oftentimes a student's home life is significantly important to them mm-hmm. and their success at school.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're able to help parents get a better job, and that gives a better opportunity at home,
mm-hmm.
then we believe that also translates into those students coming into our our schools better prepared, better able, better ready to learn.
Do you have any students that are in school at the same time as a parent?
That would be interesting. So I'm not sure that we do now. I know in years past we have. And
That's
in fact,
cool.
there's a lot of testimonials in which whether they're going concurrently at the same time or because of the opportunity the student had, the parent joined, or conversely, because of the opportunity the parent had, the student joined.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have had in years past where they were on the campus at the same time, but more often than not, we see that the experience one had with us
mm-hmm.
Pushes the other individual to realize that's an opportunity for them too. Yeah, it's a neat story. It's
Very
a really
cool.
neat story.
Talk about just CTE in general. I don't think everybody understands what those programs are.
Yeah, so CTE, Career and Technical Education,
mm-hmm.
and what I tell folks is that if you're not involved in schools, but you're just kind of a community member, you may think of it as kind of the traditional voc ed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown so much more beyond that. We have over 40 programs from culinary to engineering to aviation to a list of medical programs to welding to auto.
That's awesome.
And so our belief on it is that we can help students earn industry standard certifications mm-hmm. that when they're done with us, they can take those certifications and it's a credential that has currency. They can mm-hmm. use those certifications to go apply for a job
sure.
and have a better opportunity not only to get the job, but also to get a better wage once they start the job. And the CTE is an opportunity for individuals to have a career and a pathway and a career. But what we also find is that a lot of our students that come to our campus are also college-bound students.
Mm-hmm.
We have 98% of the students that come on our campus graduate from high school. Of that percent,
that's huge.
It's huge. It's I mean,
that's
when I
wonderful.
Tell that to people, they're like, "Oh my gosh, 98%! That's a phenomenal statistic, right?"
Yeah.
Of that 98%, 66% pursue post-secondary learning,
that's great.
Whether that's a two-year institution, four-year mm-hmm. institution, trade school, and of that 66%. Over 50% are working in the field while they're going to school that mm-hmm. they earned our certification in.
Wonderful.
So what that tells us is that students today are much more prepared mm-hmm. to make decisions about what year 13 looks like
sure.
after an opportunity in career and technical education. And it's not just at EVA that benefit exists. It's also on our satellite campuses. Research will tell you that students that take two or more quality CTE program classes have a much higher graduation rate, much more efficacy after school. And so we believe centralized campus works,
mm-hmm.
but we also support the satellite campuses because we know that works as well.
I assume that you can't have all programs at all four locations.
Correct.
So
correct.
Is there a way for people to pick and choose if they wanted to do more than one thing, but they were at two different campuses?
So one of the things that we ask students to do is that they, because our programming at the centralized campus is a 2.5 hour block
mm-hmm.
For 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so our belief is that it's important to get into a program and then complete that program. And then if you are interested in beginning another program, you certainly can do that too. But you're right that we don't offer everything at every single one of our campuses.
And how could you?
You can't. You
yeah.
just can't. And so what we found, though, is that we try to offer some of those high need, high request programs as many campuses as we can.
Mm-hmm.
But truthfully, part of the challenge, too, is some of the programming is extremely costly.
Sure.
So when you look at our diesel mechanic program, that's a really costly program,
mm-hmm.
and it would not be economically feasible to have that replicated
right.
on multiple campuses. So that's just
sure.
at the main campus.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that a lot of our health programming is offered at multiple campuses.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmetology is offered at both the main campus and the east campus. And so we try to give as much opportunity as we can, recognizing, though, that just some of the programs are so costly, we can't
sure.
have them on multiple campuses.
So you mentioned diesel, and I know that you've got some partners, some significant sponsors mm-hmm. that are involved in some of the different programming. Is that the way it's set up for each of the programs?
Yeah, one of the things that we really believe that's important is the idea that we lean on business and industry to help advise us
mm-hmm.
on what the market needs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're educators, but we want the business community to tell us what our students need
sure.
to be learning. And so we grow that in a couple different ways, and through our advisory councils. So every one of our programs has an advisory council of
okay.
industry experts.
Are you looking for people
Absolutely.
To be involved in that?
Absolutely.
Anything in like particular that you need help with?
I think that in our engineering program at
mm-hmm.
the East Campus would be helpful.
Okay.
I think any of our programs, though, because one of the things that we believe is valuable is not only the industry expertise and experience and knowledge, but from individuals who come from multi different backgrounds. And
mm-hmm.
so all of our 40 plus programs are in need to some degree for new and new partnerships.
Okay. We talked, and I just learned about something really special and new that you call Battle of the Boxes. I'm so excited to learn more about this. Tell the audience what that means.
So, you know, at EBIT, like I said, we believe that we change lives by loving our students and serving our community. And one of the things we want our students to learn through being with us is not only are they going to gain a skill and knowledge that
mm-hmm.
is valuable to them and their family, but as they go forward, they can also do good to others.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were approached by an organization that has an opportunity. It's called Battle of the Boxes. And what that what that is that it's going to be three different teams that each have, I'm going to say it's a freight cart
mm-hmm.
that is expected to be turned into livable space for doctors in Uganda. And so they came to us and said one of the real challenges is in the refugee camps in Uganda, the medical professionals don't have any place really to live other than tents.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a way for us to help build capacity for them to have livable spaces? So our students, along with a construction company and an engineering company, an architect company, a design company, will all partner to help figure out how we can build these boxes, mm-hmm. this box, and then ultimately it will be shipped to Uganda to be utilized.
Right.
But what I like really, there's so many things that I love about it, but one of the things I think is really interesting is the expectation is that the material that's utilized to build this box has to be the same material in Uganda, or we have to find similar material that we could put on the instructions. Because mm-hmm. the goal is once it gets there, not only do we provide livable space for doctors there with that box, right. but we also then give directions and blueprints on how to replicate that there for others.
That's so cool.
What I think is so amazing for our kids, though, is that they're going to be able to work shoulder to shoulder with industry experts mm-hmm. in a real world opportunity so they right. can apply what they're learning and see it in real terms.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like I said, I think our students having the understanding that with education and with work, you can help yourself, but you also can help others. And ultimately, I think as a community, that's one of all of our goals is not only to help ourselves,
sure.
but to make sure that our neighbors are better off because we're there.
That's great that you're getting the yeah. kids involved in a
yeah,
program
really excited
like this.
About it, actually. Really excited about
Very
it.
Very cool. Well, do you have anything else that you need to talk about this morning, or do you want to come back another day and visit with us some more about all the great happenings at EVIT?
I could do either. I mean, I could talk with you for hours. I'd be happy to come back at another time.
We'd love to have you back. Well, let's wrap it up for today and plan on having you come back maybe in a few months or a few weeks. Because I know things are happening quickly,
mm, yep.
and a lot of things are moving fast. We want to just thank you, Chad, for coming in today to join us on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them on our website at mesachamber.org.
Thank you.